News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Early Childhood Ireland is calling on the government to bring early years and school age care graduates within public sector pay and conditions in line with teachers. Frances Byrne, Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, has joined us. Frances, you're launching your pre-budget statement. Tell us why you believe that the people you represent should be paid in line with teachers.
Well, Early Childhood Ireland has felt for a long time that we are somewhat the Cinderella of the care and education system in Ireland. And by that, I mean that the early years and school age care graduates' pay is much lower compared to their contemporaries in other spheres. So what Early Childhood Ireland is looking for is that on budget day, the government would name a date to bring the graduates in our system into pay parity in line with teachers in primary school. And we're suggesting that that happens for those graduates who have equal degrees, if you will, comparable degrees with their teacher counterparts.
OK, so you're not talking about this for all of the people who work in early kind of childhood Ireland. You're just talking about graduates. Is that right? So you would have a two-tier system for paying people who work in Montessori's, etc.
Well, we already have a multi-tier system in that we have an employment regulation order which the government covers, which is very welcome, that wages are already partially paid and covered by the government. It sets a base rate and then providers must pay that base rate if they're signed up to core funding. And then, of course, they're allowed to give top-ups to that if they can afford to do so. But right now, we have the biggest challenge facing Ireland's 4,500 settings are on the staffing front.
OK, so staff but just to be clear, Frances, I'm not clear from what I asked you. So are you looking to, so that you could have two people working in sort of your Montessori school or your play school or your preschool, and one would have a degree and one wouldn't, and those two staff members would be paid differently? Is that what you're looking for?
That kind of disparity already exists.
So you already pay your graduates more than your non-graduates.
So there are already graduate premiums and other differences within the funding programs.
If there are already graduate premiums, then what is it that you're looking for? Because this is already happening.
Despite the graduate premiums, we still have a scenario where, as of now, the basic pay per hour, whether you're a graduate or not, is €13.65 an hour. It is due to rise to €15 an hour come September, whereas teachers, quite rightly, the day they walk into primary school, are receiving €42,000 a year, plus the benefits that go with that, including a pension, top-ups to maternity pay, which is but a dream to the 30,000 staff in the system.
Now, that's apples and oranges, because you're saying €42,000 per year. I don't know what that breaks down into an hourly rate. Do you?
Not off the top of my head, I don't. But it's absolutely not in line with what is being paid to graduates. The graduates in our system, the maximum base rate is around €18 an hour. There are no top ups to maternity pay. There's no pension, and there's also an issue here about us as a society saying that we value these educators as much as we value teachers. The government has committed to a graduate-led workforce.
Okay, I can't tell whether or not teachers starting out in primary school are earning more than €18 an hour or not. And what about the argument that what teachers do is more complex? And some people would put that. I'm not necessarily saying that is the case, but that what they do is more complex. And if you have fifth class children and you're teaching them complex mathematical issues and language issues and sometimes science curriculums and sometimes a modern language nowadays, as well as Irish, etc., that isn't comparable to what is going on in early childhood Ireland.
Well, we would say that in earlier settings, what happens is extremely complex. It is takes a very skilled workforce. We have committed in Ireland to moving towards a graduate-led workforce, just like Scandinavian countries. This is really important for children. What Early Childhood Ireland is saying, that the next step that needs to happen is that there's pay parity between the graduates in our system and graduates like teachers in other systems, to end the pay disparity. and to ensure that society is saying these are valued educators, highly qualified and doing a really important job in the most critical stage of children's lives, which is up between birth and 6 years. So while great progress has been made on a number of fronts, we still have this terms and conditions disparity, and we still see either graduates not coming into settings or leaving settings in very high numbers. We have an average staff turnover rate of 24% across settings in Ireland, rising to 52% in some places. That wouldn't be tolerated in the primary school sector.
And maybe
parents wouldn't quite rightly tolerate a different teacher arriving.
Actually, it happens quite a lot in primary schools. I know from when my own kids were in primary school, there was a fairly big churn of teachers. But can I just ask you lastly, there's a cap on what creches and preschools and Montessori schools and play schools, etc., can charge. You are saying we need to raise the salaries of at least, I think it's a third of people are graduates within your setting. So we're talking about raising the cost but keeping a cap. So you're asking for a government subsidy for this, isn't that the case?
What we would expect to see is the government has said that it wants to reduce fees. And what we're in Early Childhood Ireland are saying is this is one of the ways to do it. Of course, if there's more investment going in, and it's in the order of just under $500 million, if everybody with a degree is elevated the first year that this might come in, the first year that the government would name the date. But we would expect then that fees would decrease and that the fee cap would change on that basis. So it would be a subsidy into investing in children, but we would expect to see both fees coming down and much greater capacity coming. There are thousands of children on waiting lists who don't get to go into creches because they're on waiting lists. And we know that there are member settings of ours across Ireland who would love to reopen baby rooms, who would love to be able to expand.
And that's the issue for, I suppose, families is if they can't get a place. Look, thank you for joining us. I'd love to know what people think out there this morning. That is Frances Byrne, their Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland. Let us know your own experience of the people who are working in your own creches or your own Montessoris or your own childcare facilities. What you make of all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.